The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It doesn't.
It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel Gelbart.
You're sexy and tattooed and delicious.
And Larry Mead.
Hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go! Awesome! Let's go get some new sneakers!
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's Nate.
Oh my god!
It's like a flashback.
It is!
I feel like it's like the VH1 show, like the 90s.
Where are they now?
Welcome to Memory Lane! It's the 300th episode of the Nate Darling Show!
Happy 300th!
Part 1.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Larry and Mel back on the show.
The couch is in a new spot.
It is.
It's all new. It's very disconcerting.
You know, there are a very few things that have remained the same throughout the show. I am one of them. The coffee table is another. And the cheap IKEA couch.
I love this couch.
Virtually everything else has changed here.
The couch is still as comfortable as I remember it.
Oh, it's a delight. It really is.
You still have two cats.
They didn't start with the show, though.
No, they did not.
Meow.
When the show started, I had Zippy.
Meow.
These
Ooh,
two.
Yeah, it's true. Sorry.
Yeah, so. Hey, coming up on the show today, we're going to find out what these two have been up to.
Prison.
For the past 2.5 years. It's almost 2.5 years since they've been on the show.
That's like, if a baby was born, the last time we were on the show, it would be 2.5 years old right now.
It's true.
It'd be talking and walking and shit.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Still breastfeeding, though.
Gross.
Depending on who is raising it.
Attachment parenting is a thing.
All sorts of parenting is a thing. So, let's delve right into this. What you guys been up to? Mel, let's start with you.
Oh, my God. Oh, I joined the 21st century. I got a smartphone.
She's checking in on the Faces book.
I have checked in once, formally. And I took a selfie.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
You took a lot of photos just recently. I didn't understand that. Please explain the hashtag that was being used.
So it was a bachelorette party.
Yes.
And so the hashtags, all the pictures would funnel into the, I figured out how all this works now, would funnel in was Tiff's TT Tour, which was Tiff's Totally Tubular Tour.
Ah.
Because it was an 80s themed bachelorette party.
I was trying to figure out what TT was.
Totally Tubular.
It was so much fun.
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
I was the only boy.
It's true.
It was a lot of fun.
It was super fun. We had a party bus with a stripper pole.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed a lot.
I would have a party bus all the time. I'm not even kidding. I used to make fun of people with party buses. Now I'm like, I kind of want to get one again.
I know.
Hey, who's got a good butt plug? Let's try one out.
Oh, that's me.
I want to commute on a party bus.
I had a terrible experience on a party bus once. It was 5.5 hours from upstate New York to Long Island. On a 90-degree day and the air conditioning does not work.
Oh, that would be sad.
It was a sweat box. It was like the Bataan Death March on a party bus.
That's sad.
Our party bus's driver's name was Adam.
That's true.
Same as your husband.
That's true. The party bus had a stripper pole.
I know.
And you could hook your phone up to it. It was pretty awesome.
So much has happened. Larry's married.
It's true.
I gave my uterus
you
back.
You did. I miss your uterus.
I don't. I have a picture. I can send it to you.
Could you?
I got a big glossy.
Happy Hanukkah. Here's my uterus.
Yeah.
So how are you doing without your uterus?
It is so amazing. I gave my last box of tampons away to a friend.
Aww.
I have no periods. It's amazing. I can have as much unprotected sex with Paul as I want. I'm still with Paul, so that's good.
That is good.
Can you feel that your uterus is gone?
No, people keep asking like if I feel like I have an empty space, but I think your organs just sort of squish in and fill the hole.
Is there a void in your...
There's not.
Can Paul go deeper?
I got an extra 1/2 inch. But now I'm a dead-end road. It just ends.
Is that why you bought that really big dildo Saturday night?
Right?
Oh, it's gotcha. Mel's cul-de-sac.
It is. It's just a dead-end road, so everything just sloshes back
That's
out.
That's like a say... Have you been to a passion party?
Yeah.
That's like a thing. They say that your vagina is a... Hold on. Your vagina is a cul-de-sac. Your ass is a highway. So you always need to have a handle on anything that goes in your ass.
Oh, yeah, because it'll just wander down the highway.
Don't yuck my yum.
Wow.
That's the other thing I took away from a passion party.
Wow.
Yee.
So, yeah, there's that.
Tiffany, by the way, got a little drunk at the passion party and bought an incredible... I don't want to tell her business, but she did some shopping.
She supported local business?
She supported a locally owned business. She shops local.
Yes.
Buy local porn.
As she should.
I miss your uterus.
I don't miss it. I wanted to keep it. I actually did all the research on like getting a jar and getting formalin and all of that stuff so I could save it.
But they wouldn't give it to you?
Which the law says it's mine. I'm entitled to it. But they said it was biohazard.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, it was.
Whatever.
Yeah. Did you tell Paul that and then give him an award? But you went near this biohazard again and again.
I know. So you don't have any nothing comes out at all anymore?
No blood comes out. What else comes out, Larry?
Some stuff in storage down there. I don't know how it works.
It's a dead end road, so nothing comes out. Okay. I still make eggs. I still have ovaries. They just absorb back into my body.
Oh.
I heard of someone, and I don't want to make light of her situation.
Right.
But she still had, she lost her uterus.
She just left it laying somewhere.
Well, she had a lot of stuff going on, but she still used tampons because it said it made her feel like a woman.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
So she used them out of habit.
Tampons are horrible. I do not miss them at all.
I think for her, the ritual of it made her feel more like a woman. I don't understand.
That's insane to me.
Well, maybe she owns stock in OB.
I still have gorgeous tits. I'm fine.
You do.
Yeah.
Oh, and on Saturday night, I sucked Mel's fingers very suggestively. I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure she was turned on very much.
It could have happened.
She was like,
he's really good at it.
Oh, I got moves.
I didn't like, because I'm sort of a neat person, and we had jello shots, and they said I had to like loosen the edges of my finger, and then I was sticky, and I didn't like it, so Larry sucked my fingers clean.
It was hot.
It was hot.
Oh.
It made me quiver downstairs.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite something. So you're 100% healthy now?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yay.
Totally healthy, and my uterus came back, and it was fine. It had a giant tumor, but it was not cancerous.
Ah, that's kind of gross.
Can I, if I send you the picture, will you post it on the page?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Awesome.
Sorry.
What?
Someone in a work capacity found my biography from this show.
Yes.
And was very confused. Well,
it's still on the website.
And I could tell that it was awesome because I could tell they like Googled me and read about me because they're asking me questions and I kindly figured it out and I was like, oh, you totally read my fake biography. They're like, didn't you go to school in Delaware? I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good times when people go. See, don't trust the Google machine, people, because there are lies on the internet.
It's true.
And Larry is one of them.
Larry's a lie.
Sometimes. So you're still with Paul, still living in the house in Carmichael?
All true.
So there was a standoff the other day near there.
Yeah, it was up on Manzanita Way.
I love the word Manzanita.
How close to your place was that?
And just a couple miles.
And you were probably at work.
I was at work, so I was nowhere near as neither was Paul.
That's nice.
Yeah, that is good. That was
a crazy few days.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shiz going on.
That was all happening. Now this is going to drop in a couple weeks, so if we get too current with you, don't worry about that. Just look back on it fondly.
Google
it. I like how you said drop. Sounds so legit.
Hey, this show is 300 episodes, my man.
300.
That's right. Without Gerard Butler, 300.
Oh.
So as soon as you asked us to do this and I started thinking about it, the very first night you brought this up, which was a while back, you said like this is coming, and I went to sleep And in my head, guess what I started doing?
What was that?
Small town news, small town news. Everybody loves that small town news. Because I used to be the theme song.
It's true. It's true.
Before you actually got a real one.
We did get some stuff going on with that. Things have changed with that, too. But there is a little small town news at the back end of the show.
You said back end.
That's right.
You know if it's that guy, I'm going to lose my brains.
I'll lose my shit, man. It might be. But there's an improvement. We found a way to make that guy hip.
I will believe it when I see it.
You'll hear it. It'll go right into your ear holes.
Awesome.
Right into your ear holes.
So excited.
So, Larry, you're a married man now.
I'm married. That is correct.
Destination wedding?
It was in St. Thomas.
Nice.
It was beautiful and great.
So I'm very bitter, by the way, because it was like a golden ticket event.
Bitter.
And you had to be like... beyond special to get an invite.
That is not true. It was very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be bad.
I didn't feel bad because I'm like, well, I don't have to get a wedding gift.
It was really hard because our initial list was like at 587.
Yeah.
And so then we were like cutting it back, and then I thought it was going to be easier, and then it wasn't, and then it was very stressful.
Plenty of weddings.
You're in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Planning weddings is hard.
Everything went great. It was awesome.
Can I point out that nothing has changed? Larry has already smacked his mic like 43 times.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's happened. he keeps touching where the cord goes in. It's fine.
We have photos. I'm gonna be posting some soon.
Okay. Let me ask you this. On a more serious note, I remember once on the show asking you about. Gay marriage, and you said that you would not get married until gay marriage was legal everywhere across the country. When did you decide to abandon your brethren?
When I met Adam.
When a cute boy proposed.
Oh, okay.
It's true. And it was really funny because, like, it's not legal in St. Thomas. And so our wedding coordinator there was very nice about it. She was like, so in St. Thomas, like, she was nervous to bring it up. Like, I didn't know. I was like, yeah, I know. And we got married there, but we got paper married here because California doesn't recognize marriage. Well, they recognize it. You can't have a California marriage license if the wedding is performed outside of California. So when we came back, we had a ceremony at the, not really a ceremony, we went to the courthouse.
Signed the papers.
It was.
And then he was yours.
It was just funny. I mean, I felt bad because we just had this incredible experience and we get there and we're like, oof. And the people next to us were for, like, legit getting married. And I made a joke, like, oh, my, they sell rings at the courthouse that you can buy for, like,
$10. Oh, that makes me sad.
And that was and then the people next to us were buying them. And I was just like, ugh.
Hey, hold on. Maybe it was their third or fourth go-around, in which case the ceremony not as important.
They were a very nice-looking couple with four or five kids. But then we went to this room where they actually stopped to do a ceremony. They can say, if you don't want to have a ceremony, we can skip all the parts. We're like, yes, please skip it. But it was in a room that literally looked like a conference room, and it had fake flowers from the 80s and looked like stapled to the wall. It was just like, they're like, do you want a picture? We're like, no, we don't want a memory of this. But it was...
That would make like my heart hurt.
Yeah, but it was...
Paul jokes sometimes about like, doing that or just going to not Vegas because he hates Vegas, but this, you know, Tahoe. And I'm like, please don't.
After we decided to do destination, Vegas was one of our final choices. We're gonna get married. Have you been to Vegas lately?
No.
They have a gigantic Ferris wheel now, and the it's the world's largest. And
sure.
They have the like pods you go around on hold about 50 people, and so it takes about 45 minutes to go all the way around. And the people were so excited because we were going to be, we called when it was still being constructed, and the woman was over the moon excited because we would be the first gay wedding there. And she was like, oh, this would be so exciting. I think I hurt her feelings and I said, sorry, we're not going there.
We're going somewhere where the ceremony won't matter.
It's true.
Thanks for the offer.
Yeah. So it was good.
Well, that's
if
nice.
You had a Ferris wheel wedding, I swear to God.
You know, if you're going to have a Ferris wheel wedding, I would suggest the Great Wheel in Seattle at sunset.
Maybe.
That's better than Vegas.
I don't know. The Fresno Ferris wheel sounds pretty nice, too.
Fresno.
So I've already had to accept the fact that I'm not going to be able to have, like, a Jewish synagogue wedding.
Is that something you would want?
It was something I think, you know, you get all that stuff in your head when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, Paul is not going to convert because when he heard the process, he freaked out. Mm. So
this is what he heard.
Okay, the first rule of Jewish Fight Club is if somebody says, ow, you stop.
Yeah, and he was not okay with that.
Is he circumcised?
He is, but you have to get re-circumcised, basically, to convert, and he did not like the idea of that.
No, thank you.
All right?
No. No, it's not all right.
No, thank you.
Not going to happen.
No. No, no, no.
You guys are such babies.
Look, if it's been done once, it's been done.
My dad was circumcised and he was like 11.
Oh, that's
he wouldn't. I mean, he doesn't have any foreskin. He wouldn't have to really get circumcised. They just need a drop of blood.
I think that's a thing that some guys do because it turns them on.
Yes, I think so.
Like, legitimately.
I think there's a category.
You can also get foreskin reattached to your penis.
Oh, for God's sake.
Don't judge. Don't yuck someone else's yum. Yes. Oh, my. Oh. Oh, that's really long.
That's what she said.
Oh. Yay.
That's what I sound like, and it goes on that long.
Oh, I have one other fun update.
Yes?
We bought a house.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
It's fun. It's a lot of work.
How are your neighbors?
Our neighbors are fun. Our neighbors across the street are a nice older Asian couple.
Oh.
And when we bought the house, they waited like a month. We bought it in the beginning of November. They came over the beginning of December, and she said, well, when I saw the Macy's truck moving furniture in, I knew that you were staying. I thought maybe you were going to flip it. So we weren't going to give you anything if you were just going to flip it. So she gave us like fresh made bread and strawberry jam, and it was delicious. And so we met them. We met our neighbors next. Our neighbors are all really nice. Our neighborhood kind of is like the 50s a little bit. Like, there's a gardening club and the neighborhood club. There's actually two neighborhood clubs because they're rivals. It's very fun.
Oh, good for you.
It's fun. Oh, and we have a pool. So that's fun.
And how was it?
It's nice. We've been swimming in it.
I know. I saw on Facebook you had. It was like a really hot day, and Larry's posting about how great his pool is.
Well,
Mel, did you get an invite to Larry's pool?
No.
No one else has been in our pool besides Adam and I. So,
oh.
Well, because we have to do, okay, not to be stereotypical gays, but we're doing a fair amount of work to our house.
Sure.
And like, we finally got all of our backyard furniture, which was great. That was a major undertaking. And then we have to paint. We have like a cabana kind of, and we're painting it, and we have to do stuff. But everyone will come over soon, I promise.
Is it Copacabana?
No, it has a secret theme.
It's so funny that you have like all these nice neighbors and a gardening club, and like our neighbors over the weekend got drunk and had like a family fight, and then one of them fell down and broke his leg. Yeah.
We do have some, not bad neighbors, just, it's funny because people say the word renter like it's a bad word.
Oh, yes.
So people in our neighborhood are like, well, you know, they're renters. Oh.
Thank God. I'm so happy I live in Midtown because no one looks down on renters here.
We do have a secret neighbor that we know nothing about. No one knows anything about her. She's at home sometimes because we see her light on.
Her name's Anne Frank.
No, you literally can't find any information about her. I mean, we've Googled that woman hard.
That's too soon for an Anne Frank
joke?
That's
way too soon.
I was just giving you hope that Anne Frank was alive. No? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, fine. I get this.
Has anyone ever referred to you as a punk-ass motherfucker?
That's inappropriate.
You are a punk-ass motherfucker.
That's what I get for making an Anne Frank joke.
Yeah. Ooh, Larry's playing footsie.
I am.
So, everything's good with you? New house, new husband, pets on the way?
Not pets, but maybe something else.
Asian children?
You never know.
Adopting some Asian kids?
You never know what can happen. Some things take a very long time.
Well, we know that Mel can't be your surrogate, so.
No.
You never know. I will say I'm looking at minivans. That's kind of not a joke. I'm not minivan. I'm going to be like all cool suburban moms and be like, I'm going to get like a cool SUV.
Are you going to get an Escalade?
Yeah, that's too big.
Oh.
I'm getting a new car, though.
I got a new car.
You did get, but it's the same car.
I got the same. I like my car, so I got the new version of my car.
It's fun.
It does. It's got all the electronics in it.
My next car is going to be funner.
Funner really? Than what?
Well, I'm so Jewy and practical that I always get like four-door sedan responsible Toyotas. And my next car, I want, Paul's going to pick me out something cool.
Oh.
A Mini Cooper?
Well, you don't have to worry about child seats.
I really want like an older muscle car because now that I have a Paul, he can work on it and keep it
running.
Like
an 88 Camaro?
With T-tops. T-tops. Whatever it is, T-tops.
Something rad.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to get an electric car.
What?
I think. I want to get a Volt.
I will say this. Now is the time to do that because when gas prices went down, everyone stopped buying them.
Yeah.
And GM stopped making them because they've got enough inventory now to last until the next model year.
Like 120 days. And here's a secret. Ooh, can I give a fun financial tip?
Absolutely.
Never lease a car because that's just dumb. But leasing an electric car is amazing because in California, well, because we're in California, they have to sell them in order to sell other cars. So leasing, you can lease. If you've ever driven a Fiat, they're actually really nice inside. They look small from the outside. You can lease a Fiat right now for $109 a month.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it really is like, holy shit.
Yeah, there's specials here and there. I have a friend who leased a Honda Civic for $99 a month at one point.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The only thing is if you lease an electric car, you don't get the tax the leasing company gets them.
Right.
But it makes it easier.
Well, you get the deal, though.
Yeah.
And that's the important thing.
When I bought my car, the guy tried to talk me into leasing. And he said something along the lines of, like, you know, as a parent, I recommend this. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? You would tell your daughter to lease a car? And he just blank stared. And I said, I'm going to hand you cash today and walk out of here with a car. So shut the fuck up.
My mom always leased cars because my mom has never driven on a highway. And so she would maybe put like 4,000 or 5,000 miles in a year on her car. And so she bought them. She bought a car once and the Honda people called her back and said, because she got service, they're like, would you sell your car? We would do a free exchange for you or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you should lease your car because she never drove it all that much. So she got a new car like every year and paid like nothing.
Interesting. If you never drove your car, though, you could just keep it forever.
Yeah, but I think my mom loved the idea of a new car.
Oh, okay.
She grew up in New York and didn't have one, so it was still, I think, fun for her that there was, like, a car.
Yeah, my dad's like that. He gets a new car every couple years, whether he needs it or not. It's very weird. It's like new running shoes for regular people. He gets a new car.
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting. Any new hobbies? Anything fun? Larry, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy?
Traveling a little bit. That's not really new.
Not you.
Home repair and updating and painting.
So you're Bob Vila now.
Oh, I have big. Okay, so I have a problem sometimes with shows, like TV shows.
Okay.
I don't watch them when they're on because I'm like, that's stupid. Or like, why do people watch that show? That's how I felt about Downton Abbey until I was on a plane and watched two episodes of Downton Abbey and fell in love with it and watched five seasons in like a week and a half.
Wow.
It's a problem.
All right, I have to ask. Did you guys watch the Bruce Jenner interview?
No.
Selected highlights?
Yeah, I watched little bits and pieces.
Wow. I'm the only one who watched the whole interview.
I mean, I kind of knew what was coming.
Well, yeah. It's one of those things that you watch for the journey, not for the destination.
I just think it's great that he can be president of the former Olympian Transgender Republican Club. Because he came out as a Republican.
Yep. I don't know why that stuff... Like, I'm glad he's doing whatever makes him happy, but I always just find those interviews to be gratuitously uncomfortable and weird and salacious, and I'm just not interested in the details.
You know what? That one really wasn't, though. It was really an American hero telling his story and somewhat of a tragic story with, I guess, a happy ending.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't think he's going to be a pretty lady.
You know,
is that transphobic? I hope that's not transphobic.
I think he's going to look a lot like B. Arthur when it's all done.
I think it's generally sexist because he's more than middle-aged, and so maybe you're just judging because he's older.
Mm-hmm. And
I'll own that, I guess.
and for all intents and purposes, he is a woman. That's what Bruce said in the interview.
It's true. Good. Go him. Her. Go her.
Yeah.
What
I thought the really nice thing that I took away from the whole thing was that his kids, his older kids with wife number one and wife number two, all showed up. in person to show their support. The two younger ones, Kylie and Kendall, they sent along like a statement or whatever, and it's fine not having them there. They're a little bit younger and whatever. But his adult children all were there standing beside him and just showing support. And I thought that was really, really cool.
I heard the depressed fat one was MIA.
The depressed fat one?
Oh, yeah. The one, yeah.
The boy. I don't know all their damn names.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not the Kardashians.
Oh, okay.
Not the Kardashians.
His real kids.
The Jenner kids.
Ah.
So it's Brody and Brandon and Bert, and then there's a daughter.
Who names her kids
So
Bert?
Those ones are B's and the other ones are K's?
Well, bitches and cunts.
The Kardashians were all K's, so that was a Chris Jenner thing.
Aye.
Yeah.
Ugh, Kardashians.
Sorry. So that was that. I keep up. I still keep up.
Are you still totally a Kim K fan?
You know what? No. No, not so much. But I do keep up with what's going on.
Good.
What we also learned was that Kim is the most supportive of the Kardashian girls.
She
came around first. And she
always has to be the best.
And she came around.
Show off, bitch.
And here's what blew me away. She came around because of Kanye. So I have to give fucking Kanye credit.
No, I think what she's doing is trying to make Kanye likable, considering he's the biggest douche in the world. And that's all this is. It is all marketing.
He is a douche.
Really disdain for him.
Yeah, he's
See, it's a very weird double-edged sword to me, because it's great to have publicity so that, you know, it's normalizing stuff for a lot of people that are suffering in silence. But at the same time, it's just this horrible reality TV gunk.
Yeah, but the interview wasn't. It was not that.
But now he's going to have
a
reality
show.
The E-Show
will be.
Yeah. The E-Show, he's claimed it's going to have both humor and heart.
Yeah, because the E-Network is generally known for their humor and their heart.
So I'm watching TMZ Live, and they had, you know, they've got the stories on the side. And I just read this slug on the side that said, Bruce Jenner, : golfing with breasts. And I thought, are you using them as putters, wedges, or drivers? What is going on?
Nate, you haven't caught us up on you at all.
I know.
Well, I've been doing the show for the past 2.5 years. You just haven't listened.
I saw some pictures with a girl.
I do have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you do.
I have a girlfriend, Leslie.
Can I tell a secret? I totally Facebook stalked her. And I knew you're dating because you're doing stuff with her all the time. I was like, they go to breweries. They're totally dating. And Adam was like, oh my God, he totally has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not been a secret.
Is she from Iowa?
No, she went to law school in Iowa.
Oh.
So she's from Reading. Oh. Went to college in Iowa and works. Well, I think we've said this on the show before. She works at IKEA.
She does, because I looked for her the other day when we went.
Oh my God, well, stalker!
Well, good luck, because she travels more than you do. So so you will not find her likely in a store.
Oh.
So she's a little harder to stalk than you'd like to think.
Well, yay! New car, new girl.
Yeah. It's
what's her name? Am I allowed? Leslie.
Leslie. Yeah. Yes, we're allowed to say.
I didn't know if she's in the IKEA witness protection program. The Swedish are very weird.
They, you know, that's true. Not going to lie about that.
Or the Norwegian.
Swedish.
Swedish.
That's
they
what
love those double dots above the E's.
Is that an umlaut?
Does she make meatballs every day?
No, she has nothing to do with that.
No, like for you, does she make you meatballs every day?
Oh, I thought
day?
You were insinuating that like her job was meatball maker. No,
why would that be a slam? I think it'd be amazing if your job was to make meatballs all day.
She's progressed beyond that. So yeah, that's going on. I have a different job too. I work over at the
Dude.
Fox 40 now.
Yeah.
For 2 years, it just passed that. Everybody's like, yeah, I got that LinkedIn notification. Wasn't sure if I should say congratulations or not.
I know.
Those are always so hard.
That's funny.
It's like, hey, somebody just passed a work anniversary. Say congratulations. And I'm like, hey, you still have a job? That's what it is.
Your couch just sucks me in. I just want to, like, I keep getting lower and lower because it's so smushy and comfy. And then I have to keep propping myself up.
It is. Do you realize now? Here's what I realize. The current incarnation of this show is the first cast that I've had that there is not a Jew on. We're Jew free.
Wow. That's sad.
It is, but
I'll come back and guest whenever you need a little Jewiness.
You're never available.
That's a lie. How dare you?
Ever available. No, we're glad to have you. Although we do, we have up the homo factor. We've got a lesbian.
Oh, well,
she's sort of asexual.
That's a thing, by the way, now. Like, asexual, like...
Well, not...
No, legit. There's asexual college clubs.
Sure, but she's the unintentional asexual. As in, she's just got no game.
Lesbians don't really need game. It's like, well, hey, let's move in together.
I know. I picked up a lesbian at the club during the bachelor party.
Oh, totally, my God. She would so hate... You know, we need to get you guys in here just to counsel her on how to do it. Kareem and I have been trying... Really trying.
Kareem is many things. I do not know if he's a lesbian relationship advice expert.
Well, he understands how to please a lady.
Can I tell you guys something really horrible?
Of course. That's what we're here for.
I'm going to make a horrible confession right now.
You had sex with Kareem?
No, I would have sex with Kareem. Mm. I think Kareem's adorable. But the other day I ran into Kareem and for some reason I did the most epitome of all racist things.
Did you say, what up, my brother?
I called him by the wrong black person's name.
That's so racist.
And like as soon as I did it, I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? And he just let it go. He didn't say a word. He didn't blink. But I felt like shit the rest of the night.
Hold on. When was this?
A couple weeks ago.
Is that why he on Facebook he wrote fucked up crackers? And he tagged you in it. So I'm guessing.
Oh, no. Kareem, I'm guessing that's what that is. Sorry. I knew I did it as soon as I did it. And I was too awkward to apologize.
That is hilarious.
I'm such a dick.
What did you call him?
Ngayo.
Oh my God.
And they don't even look. I mean,
the two black guys, you know?
Right? And one's like 100 feet tall. One's like 5'8.
Yeah.
One has giant dreadlocks. One doesn't.
One's high all the time.
I have a dream that one day children will misname other children.
It's because I had. It doesn't matter why. It's horrible.
It's because you think
wrong.
All black people look the same.
Oh God.
One of them has marijuana smoke rifting off him all times.
At least you said black and not colored.
I see. Oh my God. I see Ngayo way more frequently because he lives at the Siren Manor where the sizzling siren burlesque women live. So okay. I run into him more because we do stuff with the sirens now a lot.
Oh. Okay.
There's going to be a picture soon of me in a pug doggy onesie from the last siren show that I did.
Now, does this have anything to do with you being a spam bot for the Sacramento Comedy Spot?
Okay, look.
She's a promoter.
I promote a lot because, look, I've told you this. I don't understand social media. I don't want to fucking know that you ate a sandwich or that you... Whatever the fuck you did today that you rode two
Tuesday.
Miles on your bike. I don't give a shit. I only use Facebook to promote shows and occasionally garden and dog pictures. That's it. And if I go to a bachelor party and get very drunk, that's it. By the way, my brother was very offended that you wrote on my phone, I like boobs.
Why was he offended?
I deleted it. He thought it was horrible that I would have that on my Facebook page.
Why didn't you tell him it was a breast cancer awareness
right?
message?
Yeah. What's wrong with liking boobs?
So anyway, I hate... doing like my day-to-day like I took a dump today Facebook wee hashtag poop like who gives a fuck. So I really only use it to promote, and probably you've seen all these other things because I've been doing this cage match now that we've won for many weeks. So every week we're pushing to get people to come out and vote for my team.
I tuned it all out.
It's all wallpaper now. Cage match for 8 weeks.
That's because you're very talented.
Are you still the reigning champion?
We are. Though this week we're going against a team that's come very close to beating us, and they're amazing. So we'll see if this is it.
My new goal in life is to beat you.
Great. Apparently a lot of people are gunning for us now, which is a little intimidating because we're not trying to be like,
Bulls in 1995.
If the Chicago Bulls talk shit on Facebook all the time about how they were the cage match champions.
You honestly have not been on their Facebook page lately.
Yeah, see, we've been very humble. We've been talking about how all the teams are great and come out to the show and get a good show, get your money's worth. Like, we're not trying to be dicks, but we have been winning and it's great and it's fun, but... It's because like people are gunning, like I'm on another show and they post on the page like, do we want to like go against ourselves and try to take out our other cast members? And I'm like, damn.
Bitches be real.
Fuck.
Seems like a lot of drama for nothing.
You do know
that it's just people making stuff up, right?
I have no drama. I thought we were going to win for a week or two. The fact that it's gone 8 weeks is I'm more than happy.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. What do you get? Like a cake?
$100.
Oh. How many do you have to win to get $100?
You have to be the reigning champion.
How often does this $100 go out?
Anytime somebody breaks the record.
What's the record?
Eight so far.
Oh, so every time you win, you get another $100?
No, no. Once you go out, you get $100, and if somebody breaks your record, so if we go out this week and somebody gets nine, they get $100.
See, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Every time you break your old record, you should get $100.
That would be, tell Brian.
Brian Krall, you cheap son of a bitch.
It's called the bankruptcy challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, give Mel her $100, and when she tops herself, give her another $100.
Can I, okay, segue just briefly, because I am a cheap Jew, and I get so mad. So at my gym, every time you go to the gym, you get these magic points just for going to the gym.
Okay.
And because I'm a Jew, I get very excited, and I'm always looking at my points. And so I got enough points for a t-shirt, and I got a t-shirt, and I was very happy. So then I start over, because now I'm out of points. And then I got enough points for a t-shirt, and I'm like, fuck that, I'm going bigger. I'm going to go for the the $25 gift card.
Okay.
And I got to the $25 gift card, and I thought, fuck that, I'm going for the 50. I'm going to get the 50, because everything at the gym is expensive, and you can't get anything for $25 for 50, you fucking can. So I'm going to get a $50 gift card. And I was like two gym visits away, and they pulled the fucking program because people were cashing out all the time because apparently it was too easy to get $50 gift cards. So I get shit. I get 20% off of a purchase. Fuck them. Fuck you, Cal Fitness.
Wow.
Oh, and don't think this Jew didn't call and complain, because she fucking did.
Do you go to the fancy Cal Fitness downtown that's like a club?
No, I go to the one out in Carmichael and the one in Arden, but fuck you guys.
You should go to the one downtown. They
you
have
owe
a bar.
Me a sweatshirt, California you Family
you
Fitness.
Should, you should join Planet Fitness, where I have a membership but don't go.
So does Paul.
But I don't go.
So does Paul.
Because they opened one around the corner from my work, and I'm like, oh, this will be great. I'll go before work, or I'll go at lunch. No, that has not turned out to be. It's a judgment-free zone, and it really needs a little judging.
Yeah.
Like, that recumbent bike is not a babysitter. That's one bit of judginess. I'm just saying. That's what it should be.
I go to the YMCA, which is really great, so when I don't go to the gym at all, I'm like, I'm helping poor kids play soccer. I'm not lazy. I'm just a charitable community member. It literally makes it feel so much better. Not even lying.
Whatever works. Mel's going to die now.
Don't die. I think she's coughing up her uterus.
Oh, no, that's gone.
There could be little pieces.
Maybe it's eggs. Coughing up eggs.
Can it grow again? Sometimes your tonsils can regrow, so I didn't know if you that would regrow.
Only if she's a lizard.
You're not the first person to ask me that.
It could happen.
I'm joking.
Are you a lizard?
Oh my God.
Okay. Hey, while you regain your ability to speak, got some good news for both of you. It's coming. The male version of Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Tallywhackers is coming.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I like the name.
No, the name I think is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's coming. Scantily clad hunks do the worm while serving you a platter of mozzarella cheese sticks. It might very well be coming true. Tallywhackers, a new eatery in Dallas that looks to be the male counterpart to Hooters, is slated to open this month.
Is tallywhacker a euphemism for a dick?
Yes.
Okay.
It's British.
Just checking.
Yep.
Tallywhacker.
Yep. It's coming to Oaklawn in Texas. So enjoy that, Josh Hamilton. According to Eater Dallas, the restaurant will be making its debut in Oaklawn, the city's gayborhood. Their word, not mine. Though it will no doubt be a hot spot for bachelorette parties, girls' nights, and Sunday brunch with aunties. After the success of Magic Mike, it was only a matter of time for a sanctuary to open like this, a place where washboard abs and cheese fries could become one. If this fine dining establishment achieves success and more locations sprout up around the country, might get a chance to have one right next to your house in Carmichael.
I'm almost afraid to comment because my first thought was, Christiana's going to judge me.
She's judging you anyway.
I know.
That's what she does.
But the thing that's nice about this,
yes,
for people like me that do enjoy looking at nice bodies,
mm-hmm,
is that when you go to like those strip club show things, like Chippendale-y things,
okay,
once they get down to like G-strings and banana hammocks, it stops being hot and it starts being icky. And then they're sweaty on you and they want it to come near you and it's gross. Yes, but like a guy with like low rise jeans and just like a flat abs and chest, I'm down with that.
Well, it looks like they're wearing towels or like a thong and an apron.
I'm
so
down.
It sounds like a gay bathhouse that serves food.
Yeah, and I love how the waiter is holding a platter with a hot dog on it.
That's
damn right.
To be suggestive.
Wieners.
So look for that on your next trip to Dallas.
Hey, Michelle Mead, if you're listening, you should go.
Now, from Buffalo, New York, this was disturbing, but get ready, Paul. Be aware. You too, Adam. When friends, family, and police went searching for Douglas W. Mess, a Wyoming County dairy farmer earlier in the week. They looked roughly 8 hours before discovering his body buried beneath a huge pile of manure. Yeah, two civilians combing the back part of the farm thought that something just wasn't right about the manure pile and the area around it. That's what authorities said. The pile appeared to be recently disturbed.
Wilbur, that pile of manure doesn't look right.
Further investigation led to the gruesome discovery. The slain 52-year-old farmer and mechanic buried beneath 3 feet of manure. Once the two searchers, who were members of the larger search party made up of citizens and New York State Police, found the body, troopers declared the site a crime scene. No kidding. And everyone except law enforcement was ordered to leave the farm in the town of Attica. That's according to an area resident who helped in the search. Farmers sometimes... I love when they throw in pointless things like this. Farmers sometimes use manure piles and manure ponds to dispose of dead farm animals because bacteria in the manure is known to break down physical remains.
Oh, that's very relevant.
Oh.
It's also not really true, but okay.
Sounds like a CSI.
I know, right? I think it's just more, where are you going to dump the dead body where no one's going to look? So, yeah.
I would have found a manure pile way farther away from my house.
Yeah, you're going to want to do that.
Like someone else's manure pile.
Somewhere in Rio Linda, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, Rio Linda.
Rio Linda, home of manure piles and meth.
Don't yuck up my yum.
Don't yuck my yum.
Hey, this just came across Facebook before we started recording the show, so it's a fun thing. It's your sex move name generator.
Ooh.
That's right. Use your first name initial and your last name initial to find your new favorite sex move.
Ooh, do ours.
Yes.
Larry Mead, yes. You are the reverse crock pot.
Oh, that's hot. Nice and moist and steamy.
Mel, you are the Alaskan snowblower.
Oh my God, I'm going
damn to... right I am.
Paul is a lucky man.
Yeah, he is.
I am the backwards wheelchair.
that sounds hurty.
I know, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that, but there you go. So that's that just came across for that. So I wanted to do this. We did this with the current cast. It's a fun little game called Cards Against Humanity.
I love games.
And you can play it online now. So, Larry, if you want to grab that laptop there. Mel, if you want to grab the iPad that's next to you.
Can I watch porn?
I'd prefer that you not while we do this.
Okay.
So, let me just...
I don't know how to use that.
That's okay, Mel. I'll make it
Oh, this is an apple.
It is. That's... It's what I have for
Have you seen the commercial where the person gives the dad the iPad and he uses it for a cutting board?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I feel like that's what I was doing. I did not know that was an electronic thing, and I was setting my water on it.
I know Nate's going to be mad. Right. This isn't on topic, but have you seen the commercial where the couple recreates Dirty Dancing?
No.
It may be one of the best commercials
I've not seen that yet. All right, so Mel, here's what's going to happen. In turn, we will click the center thing, and you will drag a card from your ones at the bottom into this spot to answer the question in the funniest way possible.
Oh, God, no pressure.
At the end, and then I'll determine which answer is the funniest. Larry, what are you typing?
I thought I had to type.
No, you don't. You just have to drag stuff. So let's tap a black card to become the judge. So when it becomes your turn, you'll tap the card in the middle, and it will be the question. So I've now joined the game. Tap to continue. Yes, I want to be the judge. All right.
Ooh, something happened.
Yes, it did.
I'm tapping.
Here's the question, or the blank that you need to fill in with your answer. I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of blank. So you have to drag whichever card you think answers it the funniest into the center. I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of blank.
I can't read my card that's all the way on the end.
You can slide it over a little bit with your finger.
I don't know how.
It's not working?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'll just pick a different one.
I have answered.
Oh, nothing's moving.
Uh-oh, hold on. Let me see. Let me see what you're doing.
I don't know.
No, that's fine. Let me see.
I'm not good at technology. I've only had a smartphone for 2 months.
It's true. You have only had a smartphone for 2 months. Let me refresh this for you. Okay, there. Now they work. You can basically just hold it, drag it, drop it.
Sweet.
Whatever you want to do.
All right.
Larry is in. Mel, get your answer. And I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of blank. The Michael Jordan of blank.
Okay.
All right. Answers are in. I don't... Well, okay, hold on. Yes. Yes, I want to read the cards. God damn it. I don't mean to brag, but they call me the Michael Jordan of altar boys.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. I accidentally dragged that one as the winner. It's going to be hard to top that one. But that is the winner, the Michael Jordan of altar boys.
Yay, win!
Oh, that's not fair. Sorry. So, Mel, it's your turn. You
wait, how do I go back? It wants to know if I want to subscribe to this game.
Cancel. There we go.
Okay.
So you just tap anywhere there. And now you're going to be the judge, so you tap in the middle.
Okay.
And that will give you a card. And you have to read the card to Larry and I. We will attempt to answer. So read the black card.
Blank, colon, kid tested, mother approved.
One more time.
Blank, colon, kid tested, mother approved.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable.
It is. It is. I think we have, I know my answer's in.
I have selected my answer.
Okay.
All right, Mel, now don't drag one to the center. Just click each one individually and read the answers. See which one makes you laugh the hardest.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Altar boys, kid tested, mother approved. My sex dungeon, kid tested, mother approved. A big black dick, kid tested, mother approved.
So you have to just pick one of those and drag it next. I don't know how you got three out of that. I think altar boys hung out.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that was the winner of the last one.
Oh, so I'll pick one of the other two.
Yes.
My sex dungeon, kid tested, mother approved.
Yeah, my sex dungeon a winner.
Love it.
All right, Larry.
Okay, how do I do this?
You click the throbbing, you click the continue, and then you click the throbbing black card in the middle.
Yum.
And I'll ask you if you want to be the judge, and you do for this one.
Okay. This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for blank.
All right. Mel, you just answer it. I don't think mine was the greatest answer of all time.
I don't know.
Yeah, just pick one. This is
I did.
Okay. Larry?
Okay. This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for Vietnam flashbacks. This is your captain speaking. Fasten your seatbelts and prepare for words. These are both awful.
Blah.
You have to pick one.
I think it's funny when there's a crisis and they're like, oh my God, we're all... Anyway.
The winner is words.
Yay!
Oh, boo.
Awesome.
I think we're all tied up.
I can't believe Mel, you didn't pick Big Black Dick.
That wasn't a choice for me. Or was it? I didn't understand I could scroll through a lot of these.
No. I gave you that, and you didn't select it when you chose the winner.
All right. As part of his contract, Prince, you know, little purple guy, Prince won't perform without blank in his dressing room. As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without blank in his dressing room. What does Prince need in his dressing room in order to go on with the show? We have one answer in. Let's lock him in. Two answers in. Let's see what we got. As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without Denzel in his dressing room. And as that's the one Mel likes. As part of his contract, Prince won't perform without nipple blades in his dressing room. I don't know what those are, but I'm going to pick nipple blades.
Yay!
Just because I think it's awesome. All right, moving on. We're into round number two.
Sweet.
Mel?
So I tap.
You tap. Become the judge.
My grandfather worked his way up from nothing. When he came to this country, all he had was his shoes on his feet and blank.
Shoes on his feet.
Oh,
I'm going to go with that. Because I think that's a winner. I think I have a winner. We'll see. What's the question? Read it again while we're waiting.
My grandfather worked his way up from nothing. When he came to this country, all he had was the shoes on his feet and...
blank.
Okay. So, how do I make it be done?
Larry, are you locked in?
Yep, locked in already.
You should be able to click down.
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
My grandfather worked his way up from nothing. When he came to this country, all he had was the shoes on his feet and dem titties. Oh my god. My grandfather worked his way up from nothing. When he came to this country, all he had was the shoes on his feet and hip hop jewels. I'm sorry, but dem titties is winning.
Yes!
Dem titties.
Yes!
That makes me laugh. The shoes on his feet and dem titties. I just like saying it.
Well, you have to, really. See, Larry, that's what you should have typed on her phone.
Dem titties.
Dem titties. I think your brother might have been disappointed in you.
Oh, man.
Larry, it's your turn to judge.
How did I lose my virginity?
That's the question, though.
That is the question.
I have the answer for you.
As do I.
Yes, a quick one. Let's find out how Larry lost his virginity.
You're going to like mine. I think it's accurate.
Yeah, well, I think they might both be accurate.
How did I lose my virginity? A quesadilla explosion salad from Chili's and a plunger to the face. Anyone that knows me knows I enjoy some Chili's.
Oh,
so
man.
The winner is a quesadilla explosion salad.
Yes.
Damn it.
All right. Round number.
I was sure it was a plunger to the face.
Round number three. Well, you know, that was preliminary stuff. All right. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank. That's right. Life for the American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
Done.
Read it one more time. I apologize.
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank. Waiting on another answer.
I felt instantly pulled to mine, so it took no time.
All right, let's see what we got. Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to the way white people is.
Nice.
And life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to Auschwitz.
Oh,
I know.
Larry.
Oh, Auschwitz wasn't a thing.
That came way later.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the way white people is.
I know.
Sorry, Larry. Mel, you're the judge. Round number three.
A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of blank.
Oh, here we go. I know that. Oh, hold on. This one's going to be really bad.
A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of blank.
I think you're really going to find mine horrible, which is the goal with this game.
Oh, Nate.
Do
I have to read that?
Yes, you do.
A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of historically black colleges.
Oh, no.
A remarkable new study has shown that chimps have evolved their own primitive version of the glass ceiling. I'm going with the glass ceiling because the other one makes me uncomfortable. You're a horrible person.
That makes Auschwitz not look so bad.
No, it still does.
They're all bad. All right, Larry, your turn to judge.
What will you always do to get laid? Oh, no, correction. What will always get you laid?
Oh, okay, here we go. I've locked in my answer.
I don't even know what my answer means, but it felt right.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Round number three.
What will always get you laid? Praying the gay away. 40 acres and a mule. The answer is 40 acres and a mule.
Damn right. I like this game.
That's Mel's. Round number three is complete. Two more rounds to go.
I am crushing this game.
All right. Let's go. Round number four begins. The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to blank is a basic human right.
Dem titties.
That's true. The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to blank is a basic human right. basic human right.
Oh, damn it. I chose poorly.
Okay.
I'd like to go back and change my answer, Pat.
Okay, we have answers are locked in.
Damn it.
All right, the socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to Stalin is a basic human right.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
I'm sorry.
He did occupy the area for a while.
Yeah.
The socialist governments of Scandinavia have declared that access to a bleached asshole is a basic human right. I think we have to go there. We have a clear winner. Clear winner. I'm guessing that was Larry's answer.
Correct.
All right. Mel, time for you to be the judge.
What never fails to liven up the party?
Never fails. Oh, yeah, there we go. That's, I think that never fails. But Jesus, of course, is the real answer. Jesus never fails to light up a party.
Oh, my God. What never fails to liven up the party? Farting and walking away. Or the Underground Railroad.
Choo-choo!
These are both very good.
It's been a very racist game.
I think the... Oh, geez. The Underground Railroad amuses me more. It would liven up a party if you can get out the back.
Son of a bitch!
Sorry.
Oh, farting and walking away takes a hit.
My sister's sorority house in OU is part of the Underground Railroad.
Oh. Fun fact. A lot of houses in my neighborhood were, too.
Woohoo! God damn, I love blank. I like to just say this because I confused both of you.
Yeah, I know. Let's see. Here's one I think Larry will like. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure.
I hit my mic. I'm turning into Larry.
I know.
Woo! God damn, I love Shaft. Woo! God damn, I love whipping it out. The answer, of course, is whipping it out.
Damn it!
Yay!
Shaft was upended by whipping it out.
Damn right.
All right, so we are on to round number 5. It's going to be the final round here.
I have a really inappropriate one that I'm just dying to use, so hopefully...
Well, this is the last round.
All right, I might just throw it in just anyway.
You got 2 shots to use it.
All right.
As I read, this is madness. No, this is blank. This is madness. No, this is blank.
Damn it.
Blank. Playing Cards Against Humanity. If you want to play this online with your friends, it's cardsagainstoriginality.com because this game is in the public domain. So screw paying for it. Just go ahead and do it online for free.
Give it to me one more time.
This is madness. No, this is blank.
I don't like my choice.
All right, here
we
go.
Damn it. Well, my other one was too offensive.
This is madness. No, this is Vikings. Or... this is madness. No, this is the human body.
Which is madness.
Well, since we've heard about Mel's insides going out, I'm going to go with the human body.
Yay!
All right, Mel, your turn to judge.
Daddy, why is mommy crying? Daddy, why is mommy crying?
Oh, okay. I think I have a decent answer there. Are we in?
In.
Okay, Mel?
Daddy, why is mommy crying? That ass. The unbelievable world of mushrooms. Aw, they do make you a little freaked out, but mommy's crying because of that ass.
Damn it.
That ass.
Damn that ass.
Damn titties and that ass.
It's true. All right, Larry, this is the end of it.
Oh, that was my last card.
Well, that's okay. You're the judge.
What's there a ton of in heaven?
Oh, well, this is the perfect card. Perfect one to end with. I don't know what just happened here. I heard some sounds from way
I don't have any good answers.
What about that great card you were holding on to? Now's the time, Mel.
Okay, I'll do it. It doesn't make any sense, and it's offensive.
That's the whole point.
What's there, a ton of in heaven?
And then I get a new card that would have been perfect.
Of
God
course.
Damn it.
Of course, but we're done.
Ooh, September 11th, 2001?
I couldn't help myself.
That's the worst thing ever.
It's pretty close.
I got
pooping
defective
back and
condom.
Forth forever. Pooping back and forth forever is the clear winner.
Yes. for all of eternity because you're in heaven.
Can we do this all night?
Well, that's going to wrap it up for the game. What you need to do now is click anywhere on the screen, and then in the upper left, you should see a couple of little hash marks, and then you can see...
That's called a hamburger.
This game, black cards I've won. Let's see, and you can check to see how many wins you had. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's not enough.
I won 5.
I have 4. Mel, how many do you have?
I'm fucking it up.
Okay, let's see.
I'm handing over.
No, you're right. You haven't won anything right here. So you go black cards I've won, and Mel has. Oh, you're in the wrong game. That's why.
Whoops.
This we played this before on the show. Black cards I've won. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Mel is the winner.
Yeah, baby. But
1 point.
Them titties.
It was close. 4, 5, and 6. So
I rule.
Nicely done. Nicely
done.
Can
we do this as a drinking game?
We can do it anytime. You know, here's the fun part. We can do this when we're not in the same room.
What?
We don't have to be in the same room together to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, you can play it online.
Let's make this happen, fellers.
All right. So really quickly before we wrap it up, because we're near the end of the show, let's do a little Florida corner. I thought you'd like this one.
Florida.
It's Florida. Fern Park, Florida. 35-year-old Winter Park man was arrested on allegations of urinating in the middle of a roadway while directing traffic.
Oh, well, that's nice of him.
Now, Mel, you used to be a police officer,
true,
so you know how hard directing traffic is.
It is.
How difficult is it while you're also urinating?
It would be really hard for me because I'd be squatting and doing it.
Well,
but it takes a lot of concentration to make sure everybody's coordinated.
Well, Terrence Rouse was arrested around 1 p.m. on a Friday on charges of indecent exposure of sexual organs and possession or use of drug equipment.
I'm shocked at that.
According to the Seminole County Sheriff's
Office.
He was
smoking a bowl, peeing and directing traffic. Good for him.
Multitasking. A deputy on routine patrol... spotted two vehicles stopped in an intersection with a man, later identified as Rouse, waving at vehicles to go around him. A deputy said he thought there had been an accident, but he saw Rouse urinating in the middle of two turn lanes while using his other hand to wave the drivers past.
Go around! Go around, everybody.
So he wasn't really directing traffic. He was just telling him to go around while he was taking a leak.
That's awesome.
The deputy conducted a traffic stop. He reported that Rouse said, and I quote, "I drank a lot of water and I couldn't wait for the light." And then he apologized because, you know, he's nice. He was a passenger in the vehicle. And when the driver was interviewed by authorities, he said a backpack inside the car belonged to Rouse. Deputies said a bottle with marijuana residue, a digital scale, and baggies were found in that backpack. And he was given a ride to jail.
Awesome.
Because
Florida. I love that his friend just threw him right under the bus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what happens. I had a bunch of celebrity rave outs, but we don't need those because we fill the full show.
Yeah.
All right.
That never used to happen. Oh, wait.
Well, we had a lot of stuff to talk about.
The other thing that's like a flashback to our shows before.
Yes.
I have to pee.
Oh, well, we're getting almost to the end.
I can hold it.
Did getting rid of your uterus impact your urine production?
Inversely.
That's weird. You would think there'd be more room for your bladder to expand.
Yeah. No. Part of the reason I went to the doctor was because I was peeing all the time.
Right.
Well, it turned out I had a giant tumor sitting on my bladder, so my bladder was only filling up about halfway.
Mm-hmm.
So now I actually do hold it longer
mm-hmm.
Because I do actually, my bladder does have a little bit more room.
Okay.
But not long enough, apparently, to make it through a whole Nate Darling show as usual. Per usual.
You are very brave.
Yeah. It's true. You are, in fact, very... very, very brave. All right, it's time to do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, before we go on with small town news, because we haven't plugged it yet, if you want to support the show, the best way to do that is if you're shopping Amazon anyway, go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab at the top, and then just shop like you normally would. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show. And every single host that's ever sat on the couch or in a chair here appreciates it.
Yeah.
I love that music.
It's nice, isn't it? Soothing. So, yeah, go on and do that. And this is the week of 300 on the show. So this is the Monday show. No, we don't normally have a Monday show. This is a Monday show. Wednesday, it's going to be me, Christiana, Becca, and Ted.
Wow.
And then Friday, the current gang will be doing... our version. So it's basically one. I was debating whether to release like a 3-hour podcast, and I'm like, no one's going to listen to all that.
They listen to it in segments. You might as well release it in segments.
Exactly. So that's how it goes. So and who knows when we're going to do it again? Probably 500.
Sweet.
Probably 500. So that'll
Larry will have babies by then.
Oh my God! I don't even know what to do. All right. So speaking of small town news, our friend Gordy Little has a new gig. That's true. He's still a columnist, though. He says, I know I'm older than dirt when I glance around our house on the river. Many of the items we have used daily for decades are relatively unknown to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We still have a potato masher. Excuse me. I used to call it a smasher when I was a young lad. My mother hated lumps and the taters, and the task of getting them out often fell to me. Perhaps that was where my Popeye muscles started.
Oh my God, I fucking still hate him.
I know it wasn't from the spinach. I hated spinach.
Who cares?
Once a teacher came out to our house for a modest supper, my brother Jim was asked to say the blessing. Bless this food and bless this house, and God make Gordon eat his spinach. Legend has it that Gordon spit a mouthful of spinach across the table into the teacher's face. I don't think she ever came back. All right. So now you want to know how do we improve?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is a pure accident that we came up with this. But it's truly awesome. Because it turns out Gordy Little is really not the writer you thought he was. What you need to do is you need to get the right beat behind it. We still have big wooden spoons in our kitchen, and I have fond memories of being asked to stir any number of things for my mom. Some were tasty, some not so much. But my mother was a health nut, and she came up with cooked and raw concoctions. They weren't always delectable, but when I was called upon to stir, I stirred. Of course, anything sweet was nirvana, because I got to lick that big wooden spoon at the end. We still have some of those beautiful crockery bowls. They, too, hold many memories. When I think of eggs and bacon, I close my eyes and imagine my mother cooking them in a huge cast-iron frying pan.
It's like 8 Mile.
On the stovetop.
Totally is.
I'm quite certain she called that big, heavy utensil a spider. Does that ring a bell with you? Perhaps you refer to it as a fry pan or even a skillet. I learned much later in life that a true spider was a cast-iron frying pan with 3 legs attached to be used over an open fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
That was better.
We still have that cast iron pans in our cupboard. You have to keep all of those cast iron utensils properly seasoned. That's a real art in of itself. I don't know if we still have what's called an egg beater, but I wouldn't be surprised to find one in a lower cabinet next to Kay's ancient metal kitchen scale. It is accurate today as when it was new in the 1920s. Yes, we have a beautiful old grinder that you clamp onto the table and use different inserts depending on the project. I remember being tasked with turning the wooden handle to grind up everything, from cooking to canning. Oh, and I always cried a lot when grinding up the horseradish for my mother's garden. Wooden matches? Sure, we had a box handy in case the gas stove doesn't automatically start with a knob. That happened to me recently when I went to heat up some tomato soup. I had to ask Kay where to find them. As kids, we used to cut off the heads, stuff them into the hollow of a large nut when the bolts are screwed into either side, and throw the whole thing up in the air. When it fell and struck the pavement, there was a resultant bang. Ask me sometime how I almost killed when I used too large a nut and bolts and put in too many match heads and tried to tighten it all with a wrench.
Oh my God, this is still pretty awful.
It's so fucking boring. I know.
Even with your awesome laying down his tracks, it's horrible.
I'm taking a nap.
I survived, but somebody up there must have been watching over me. Speaking of wooden, when was the last time you used wooden clothespins to hung your clothes outside on the line? They smell good after a time out there in that fresh spring air. Spring was a good time to take all of our rugs and haul them outside. Another one of my jobs was to hang the rugs on the clothesline and get rid of my adolescent frustrations by swinging a rug beater and choking on the dirt in the air. Enjoy those April showers and pray for May flowers. Gordy Little out.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Because the roots make everything better.
It was significantly better. Not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but I give you full credit, not the roots.
Yeah, it's a pretty low baseline.
Well, I'm just reading the words that are here.
It's like Shakespeare.
The funny thing was, I guess his deal with the local paper ended, and like a weekly publication picked him up. They're like, oh, Gordy's free.
Oh, fuck.
That should make every unemployed journalist cry.
Right?
Well, it's an opinion piece.
Still on pays nothing. The rent.
That's right. He just looks in his cupboard and goes, damn, I want to write about wooden shit today. Kate, bring me the typewriter.
Oh, no.
That's true. Hey, Mel, Larry, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
300.
Yay. 300
so
episodes.
Fun to come
we don't look
back.
A day over 112.
It's nope. True. It's true. Coming up this summer will be the 4th anniversary of the podcast on the 4th of July.
Wow.
Suddenly, I still remember my very first show and how depressingly dark I got.
Yeah, well, that happens every now and then. Here's the other cool thing. If you want to listen to that show, it's on the website. You can search show number 2. I think
Sweet.
That was the first one you were on.
Yeah.
And you can just go back to the beginning because it's searchable in every episode is there.
Was I on show number 1?
You were.
Wow.
The show started with just you and I. And then I had to get Mel to come in because you
went out of town immediately, I'm sure.
You immediately went out of town.
Oh, yeah. Guess where I'm going in 2 weeks.
Where's that?
Barrow, Alaska.
Point Barrow?
Yeah.
The northernmost settlement in the United States?
There is nothing in Barrow, Alaska. It's like I take 4 planes to get there.
Oh, my God.
Of course you do. Because... And, you know, ask me how I know.
How do you know?
Catholic school geography.
Oh, you get 5 points.
So, yeah, that's where we learned it. Hey, coming up on the Wednesday show, Brett Michaels is going to teach us how to sing.
Ooh, yay.
It's for the kids.
It is for the kids. So it's going to be fun. And then we're going to do some karaoke once we're all warmed up.
Nice.
So that's coming up on the
Can
Wednesday.
Can you tell Kareem I said hi?
I will do that. I'll
please tell. Note that I called him the correct name.
Telling Gaio I said hi as well.
That's racist.
We'll do that. Hey, thank you everybody for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. And thanks again to Mel and Larry for coming in. I miss you guys.
Miss you.
Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, I love you guys. Of course I do. Going to wrap it up with the Bare Naked Ladies. This is Odds Are. I be positive, that. Everybody.
Bye.
We'll see you next
Thus
time.
We done, yeah. The odds are that we will probably hit by the A-train, crashed in an airplane, I wouldn't recommend either one, killed by a great white or a meteorite, I guess there ain't a way to go, that's fun, but somewhere in the world someone is gonna fall in love by the end of this song, so get up, no one's never gonna let them, so you might as well sing along, the odds are that we will probably be alright, odds are we gonna be alright, odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright for another night. Sure things go wrong, but I'll take my chances. Odds are long, so why not play? Sounds pretty frightening, but you know the chances are so small. Hit by the A-train, crashed in an airplane, better chance you're gonna buy it at the mall. But it's a 23 or 4 to 1 that you can fall in love by the end of this song. So get up, no I'm never gonna let up, so you might as well sing along. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright, odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will probably be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright. Odds are we gonna be alright tonight. The odds are that we will.